Welcome to the Chosen People Radio Program, a production of Chosen People Ministries. On this program, you'll hear inspiring stories, learn about messianic apologetics, and discover God's plan for Israel and you. And wherever you're listening right now, we hope you lean in, listen closely, and learn a lot. Now let's welcome our hosts, Mitch Glazer, President of Chosen People Ministries, and Robert Walter, our New York Regional Director.
Well, shalom and welcome to the Chosen People. My name is Robert Walter. You can call me Bobby. And I'm coming to you here from Midtown Manhattan, from our studio here. And very grateful and happy that you're joining us, as always. And with me today, once again, is my dear brother, Chaim Dauerman. Chaim, welcome to the Chosen People.
Thank you, Bobby. It's great to be back.
Yes, good to be here. I'm looking forward to our conversation
me
here.
Me too. And, I've been enjoying it so far.
Yeah, me too. And before we dive into the text, again, I just want to invite all of you, keep praying for our brother Mitch. He's enjoying his sabbatical and getting a lot of rest and refreshment. So let's jump in now and pick up where we left off last week. If you remember, we are looking at these seven lectionary portions from the prophet Isaiah that are being read during this season, during this time of year, in most synagogues around the world. And they're known as the seven haftarot, or the seven passages of consolation. And the whole idea with these is that they are intended to bring Israel, to bring the Jewish people, from a place of grief and sorrow to a place of joy, and a place of glory, and a place of kind of just getting reacquainted with how good God is and how faithful God is to his promises. We looked at Isaiah chapter 40 and Isaiah chapter 49 and 50 and 51. This week, we're gonna pick up with Isaiah chapter 54, 11 through 55, 5, Isaiah 51, 12 through 52, 12, and then Isaiah 54, 1 through 10. These are the three portions that we're gonna try to take a look at today. Last week, we were kind of answering the question, is there hope for Israel still? In the midst of her sorrow and grief and dealing with the consequences of her actions, is there hope for Israel in God? This week, the question that we're trying to answer is, well, first of all, yes, there is hope for Israel, right? That's what we saw last week. But the question for this week is, how will that hope be manifest? How will that hope be realized for Israel? So, Chaim, maybe you can start us off by reading a bit from Isaiah chapter 52 to kind of get us started here.
Sure. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, in that day, I am the one who is speaking. Here I am. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns.
Mm.
Does that passage sound familiar to you, Bobby?
It really does. I mean, this is clearly one that we see mentioned in the New Testament a number of times. And again, it's such a rich portion that in many ways, like, gives us a nice biblical definition of the good news, right? So the Hebrew word that's used here is besorah, which means good news. Its Greek equivalent that we find in the New Testament is the word euangelion, which again, literally means a good message or good news.
And that is rendered in our English translations as gospel.
As gospel, yes.
I wanted to bring up one of the places where this is referenced in the New Testament, where Paul quotes this in his letter to the Romans, where Romans 10:14,
mm-hmm.
How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And here he's talking about Jesus here. He's talking about Yeshua. How will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Then he says, just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. Mm-hmm. And he is quoting our passage from Isaiah. But Bobby, what's interesting, I was thinking about this, is when we look at the context from Isaiah, we have a very expansive view of what constitutes the gospel, mm-hmm. the good news. When we read Romans, and if we're reading through most of Romans, we're talking about personal salvation, right? And how do we reconcile ourselves to God despite our sins? However, this quote comes in Romans 9 through 11 in that section where Paul is talking about the status of the Jewish people.
Right.
Right? A Jewish disbelief in the Messiah, that some Jews had believed, some had rejected him, mm-hmm. but that God is faithful, and that if you read through to the end, spoiler alert, but by the end of Romans 11, he makes it clear that Israel corporately will accept their Messiah
right.
in the future. But when he quotes this passage from Isaiah, when we go back and we look at it, this good news, this gospel that is being brought by the feet that are leveling on the mountains, this good news in the context here is that God reigns, okay? He's sovereign, that God is returning to Zion,
mm-hmm.
and that Jerusalem is being redeemed.
Yes.
And so when we read all of this back in to what Paul is saying in Romans, we see there's a backdrop
mm-hmm.
to this personal salvation that we experience in Jesus, in Yeshua. And the backdrop is what God is doing, has done, and will do in and through Israel.
Yes.
And a redemption that is ongoing.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I think that's something that we can lose sight of sometimes, that the salvation that we have today, whether we're Jewish or Gentile, that personal salvation, that relationship, that covenant relationship with God, where we have redemption, where we have eternal life, where we have forgiveness of sins, it's set in the midst of this big picture story, this big picture covenant story, that God is actively unfolding and accomplishing within time and space throughout history.
One of the greatest challenges the Jewish people have faced over the centuries is how to preserve our heritage while looking forward to the future. And that sums up the goal of Chosen People Ministries. We believe with all our hearts that the Bible is the inspired word of God, that Jesus is the promised Messiah of Israel, and that the simple message of his death and resurrection has the power to transform the lives of Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. And we'd love for you to partner with us. With your prayers and financial donations, we will keep proclaiming the gospel until we see him face to face. Learn more online at chosenpeople.com/radio. Once again, that's chosenpeople.com/radio. We look forward to connecting with you soon.
And this story has to do with, again, what Isaiah describes here, the redemption of Jerusalem. And not only the redemption of Jerusalem, because when we read in Isaiah 52, so it's mentioned in verse 3, right? Isaiah 52:3, it says, "For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you will be redeemed without money." So this redemption comes from the Lord himself. It's accomplished by God himself. And then down in 52 verses 9 and 10, "Break forth, shout joyfully together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem." Right? So again, there's that national corporate redemption and restoration that Isaiah describes, that Paul describes in Romans 11, but then we keep reading in Isaiah 52:10, and it talks about the impact on the nations, right? "The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God." So this big picture covenant redemption and restoration that God is bringing about, this big plan that's coming to fruition now, involves you, right? Individually, right? But you fit into this bigger picture where God will bring about the restoration of the Jewish people to the land. the redemption of the Jewish people in the land. And then not only that, but the restoration and redemption to the ends of the earth. Okay? All the nations will be blessed through you. Okay? Remember God's words to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, when he said, through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. God has always had this global impact in mind.
And, you know, I'm just thinking about this, and it's amazing to look at Isaiah 52 and actually see how rich and detailed it is when describing God's redemptive work. And this flows right into Isaiah 53, which actually starts really in 52 verse 13. So this is passage about the suffering servant flows actually from this description of God's redemptive work in Isaiah 52.
Yes, absolutely. So everything that that Paul pulls on when he's quoting from Isaiah 52:7, and how lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, right? Everything that's behind that, the kingdom, the good news that's described by Isaiah 52 in verse 7, right? What are the characteristics of that kingdom? Okay, well, Chaim brought up a few of those characteristics, but we keep reading. It says, who announces peace, who announces shalom. And this idea of shalom, it's more than just like, you know, hey, peace, man. It's shalom in the sense of
wholeness.
Yeah. Everything in its right place. Everything exactly the way God created and intended it to be. Just like perfectly harmonious. And, you know, I would say that there's one point in history, of human history, where we had full shalom. And that was the Garden of Eden, before we willfully chose to disobey God. But this kingdom, this good news, is characterized by shalom. Okay, we keep reading, and brings good news of happiness, right? Of blessings, and the word there for happiness is this idea of blessings that are showered upon us from God, that come from on high, who announces salvation, right? That's you know, it's where the name Jesus comes from Yeshua. It's from that same root, which means salvation. And says to Zion, your God reigns. God is the king over this kingdom. So that's, again, the backdrop of Paul's quote. And then, like you said, Chaim, in Isaiah 53, with the details of the suffering of the servant, Isaiah lets us know how all of that good news comes to fruition, how it's accomplished. How do we have peace? How do we have happiness? How do we have salvation? How is it that the Lord rules and reigns, right? Well, it's accomplished through the suffering of this servant.
But Bobby, when you say it's accomplished, what time frame are we talking about here? Because we're talking about things like God's reign. We're talking about kingdom. Do we see some finality to this kingdom in what we see that Jesus has done?
So yes and no. Right? It's the idea of the already but not yet side of what we're experiencing right now. The finality part of it is that, yes, Yeshua has accomplished through his suffering, through his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension to take his seat at the right hand of power. Yeshua has accomplished all that's necessary for our redemption, for our salvation, for our peace. But we are still waiting for the full influx and the inbreaking of his kingdom, which actually, Chaim, that sets us up perfectly for what we're going to talk about next week, because that's really the vibe that we get when we start looking at the final two of these seven readings from Isaiah. It all looks ahead to that glorious kingdom that God is bringing us to, right? That God is bringing us to, and that God is bringing to us. Did you want to add anything to?
No, not at all. I was just, I think that anytime you bring up ideas about kingdom and ideas about fulfillment, it's important to be specific about what we're talking about, because some people would want to say that, yes, we're in the kingdom now, and that's sort of it. But I think that when you look at these passages, as we're looking at them, we see that Isaiah is casting a far vision that goes beyond where we're at, that has to do with promises to Israel that have not been fully accomplished yet. And I think that we could argue, maybe we'll talk about this next time, that we are able to see in our world some of the mechanics of that accomplishment, perhaps.
Yes.
But it's ongoing.
So, yes. I mean, when we think about what Yeshua accomplished when he died, when he rose from the dead, when he ascended, it does. It yields salvation and redemption and peace. And he is ruling and reigning as the king over our hearts, over our lives, and over the lives of the body. And at the same time, we are still waiting, right, for the kingdom to arrive in all of its fullness. And part of that waiting and part of that expectation includes the fulfillment of these promises that God has made to Israel in particular, which have to do with God regathering the Jewish people to the promised land, with God bringing about the national redemption and turning of the Jewish people back to him, back to the Messiah. And the Messiah, then Yeshua, establishing his throne in Jerusalem to rule and reign from that place. That's usually described as this already, but not yet kind of idea when it comes to the kingdom.
So we have a taste of the redemption now, but it's just a taste. The main course is coming up.
For over 130 years, Chosen People Ministries has been sharing the love of Messiah with Jewish people around the world. From the streets of New York City to Israel and beyond, we are committed to bringing the gospel to God's chosen people with compassion, sensitivity, and truth. But we can't do it alone. Your partnership makes this work possible through prayer, financial support, and spreading the word in your own community. Would you consider standing with us? Your gift helps train missionaries, support outreach events, and provide resources for Jewish seekers. You can also invite one of our speakers to your church or Bible study to share about God's heart for the Jewish people and equip your congregation for Jewish evangelism. Visit chosenpeople.com to give, book a speaker, or learn more about how you can be part of reaching Jewish people with the hope of Yeshua.
Let's now listen to Shai Sol, known globally for her work with the band Mikael Dem and her bold, courageous proclamation of Yeshua, Jesus, on mainstream Israeli television. Israeli singer and songwriter Shai Sol brings the authentic sound of modern Hebrew worship straight from the Holy Land to New York City, joined by Israeli worship artist Joseph from Solu and drummer Clay, formerly of Hillsong Australia. Shai weaves contemporary Israeli worship with timeless biblical truth, ministering in both Hebrew and English.
חוזרת שוב מההתחלה לנקודת ההתחלה צעד צעד איתך חשבתי שהכל נגמר בניתי מגדלים על מגדלים איך אני יוצאת מזה וברגע שהכל נשבר מיד אתה נמצא חוזר אל התמונה בזמן שלא הרגשתי כל כך שלמה איזה מזל שאתה פה איזה מזל שאתה פה כן איזה מזל שאתה פה המנצח על הכל אתה המנצח על הכל אתה על היצירה שלך וכל הבריאה לך שרה שרה Thank you. אתה תסדר הכל הכל בידך ואני רק שרם איזה מזל שאתה פה איזה מזל שאתה פה כן איזה מזל שאתה פה
In 1892, Rabbi Leopold Cohen passed an open door to a church on the Lower East Side of Manhattan and heard someone preaching the gospel in Yiddish, the language of his Jewish-Hungarian homeland. After reading the New Testament he received from the young Jewish preacher, Rabbi Cohen gave his life to Jesus and became deeply burdened for the salvation of his fellow Jewish people. This was the birth of Chosen People Ministries. Rabbi Cohen began reaching out to the tens of thousands of poor Eastern European Jewish immigrants. Under his inspired leadership, the mission he founded provided food and clothing, taught English and sewing classes, offered medical care, and shared the good news of Jesus the Messiah. Rabbi Cohen understood the importance of not only sharing the gospel with words, but also by showing the love of Jesus to his chosen people. As a result, many Jewish people came to faith. Headquartered in the heart of New York City, which has the highest concentration of Jewish people in the world, Chosen People Ministries also ministers in over 20 cities throughout North America. Our mission is to pray for, evangelize, disciple, and serve Jewish people everywhere and help fellow believers do the same. Thank you for your partnership, and we look forward to the next season of our ministry and working together with you to reach the Jewish people with the gospel.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in with us here on The Chosen People. We would love to stay in touch with you and to hear from you. So we want to invite you to check us out online, chosenpeople.com/radio. And when you visit us there, we actually have a free gift for you. So just take a moment, fill out your information, and we'll get you that gift right away. If you'd like to email us, you can send us a note at radio@chosenpeople.com. Send us a compliment or a praise or a question or however the Lord leads. We would just love to hear back from you. And if email is not your thing, you can also call us and leave a voicemail. So the phone number to call is 914-288-1466. Again, that's 914-288-1466. We also just want to let you know that we are receiving your emails, we're receiving your voice messages. We love and appreciate the encouragement and the prayer requests as well. We are praying for you. So again, please feel free to reach out, email or call us or check us out on the website. So with that, we're just going to close out our time with the Aaronic benediction.
Yivarechecha Adonai Yishmarecha Ya'er panav elecha v'chunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom v'yasem lecha shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and be gracious to you. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and give you peace. B'shem shel Yeshua HaMashiach, Sar Shalom, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, the Prince of Peace.